Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 1-844-OWN-USED. Unless you are actively involved in the potato industry, you probably don't realize many potato plants start out in test tubes. Alex Crockford is Program Director of the Wisconsin Seed Potato Certification Program at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
All of our potatoes start in the Biotron. It's a building on campus that's very sanitary, and all the potatoes, they start in test tubes from tissue culture. And so we have mother plants that have been tested and proven to be virus-free. And then we amplify the number of plantlets in the Biotron lab, and then they get sent up to the greenhouse in Rhinelander, and we grow about 500,000 mini tubers, which are small dime-sized tubers that we then the following year plant in the field. Those are field year one potatoes, and some of those we replant back for field year two. The seed potato growers in Wisconsin then receive potatoes from us, and they grow them on at least 2 years before they actually go to a commercial grower in central Wisconsin, western Wisconsin, in northern Indiana, all along the East Coast, some foreign countries. And so all of it starts back in the laboratory where the potatoes are grown in tissue culture. They're not genetically modified or anything. They're plants that are cut from clean plantlets, and then they are propagated from there.
So why the long process? Why 2 years field growing at your place and then 2 years beyond that?
Potatoes, they acquire diseases, and because they're vegetatively propagated, not through true seed, like a corn plant is propagated each year from a seed that goes through pollination. You have a daughter tuber, a small potato that comes from a potato plant, and that gets actually replanted. So on the commercial end of things, the potato is cut into a seed piece where you have an eye on it, which grows, and that matures into a full plant. And so because of the nature of being in the field as a whole live plant and then stored over winter, you can pick up all kinds of pests, and potatoes are notorious for that. One of the biggest threats to seed is potato virus Y, which can reduce yields significantly, and so that's probably the number one threat that we fight is keeping the seed potatoes clean from viruses.
Because the potato genome has been mapped, they are working on varieties that hold a natural resistance to diseases. Alex Crockford, Program Director for the Wisconsin Seed Potato Certification Program. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.